WRCE, 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center. It's 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. According to three law enforcement sources briefed on the investigation into the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, a social media post has been found attributed to shooter Thomas Crooks. He is believed to have written on the gaming platform Stream, "July 13th will be my premiere. Watch as it unfolds." New calls on the head of the Secret Service to resign in light of the lapses of security in Pennsylvania. J.D. Vance delivering his vice presidential nomination speech last night during the convention. Donald Trump will deliver his this evening. As for President Biden, he's got COVID.
This could not have come at a worse time for President Biden. He's been on the campaign trail trying to prove he has the stamina to stay in this race. But now all of that is on hold as calls for him to drop out grow louder.
ABC Selena Wang at the White House. Those balloons filled with trash and manure once again being floated between North and South Korea. It appears to be retaliation. The balloons began flying after South Korea dropped leaflets. This is ABC News. Decades after being unfairly punished for a deadly explosion during World War II, hundreds of black sailors are having their names cleared.
Back in 1944, a pair of enormous explosions rocked a port in Northern California. It wasn't just property that was demolished. Most of the dead were black sailors loading the ships after the explosions. The survivors refused orders to keep loading the munitions. The supervising officers, who were white, were given hardship leave. But the black sailors, 256 of them, were court-martialed. Many agreed to go back to work, but 50 held out. They were charged with mutiny. But yesterday, the Pentagon announced all 256 will now be exonerated.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. NASA shutting down a mission to the moon. It had been working on a rover that would go to the moon's south pole looking for ice, but after spending about $450 million, the cost overruns were just too much. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarellc.com.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
This summer, relax in style with Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Get a comfortable, stylish recliner for just $399.99, perfect for those lazy summer days and cozy movie nights. Visit us at 172 East Court Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, where comfort meets affordability. Relax this summer in your new favorite recliner. Shop local, feel great.
Looking for the perfect Friday night out while supporting passages? Come join us at Sitting Pretty Farm this Friday at 5 o'clock p.m. Enjoy our wood-fired homemade pizzas, groove to live music, and take in the beautiful scenery. All served by the dedicated passages staff, advocates with a purpose. Find us at S5990 Chamberlain Ridge Lane, Viroqua. Don't miss out on this unforgettable evening. Sitting Pretty Farm this Friday at 5 o'clock p.m. See you there.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? It's a principle.
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a large high-pressure system building in from the northwest is bringing plenty of clear skies all the way from the Dakotas, clear over to Michigan and south into Illinois. Should be a beautiful midsummer day with comfortable temperatures, low humidity, and light winds. So hopefully you can get out there and enjoy that. The nice weather will stick around the next couple of days as well, just with some slight warming, gradually turning a little more humid as we get further into the weekend. There's going to be a weak front drifting into north and west Wisconsin later Saturday. Might provide a couple of showers up that way. Some of those could move into our area Sunday, and that system is going to hang around for several days next week, keeping us a bit unsettled. The rain, though, does look rather light, and no big washouts or anything like that, so that's good news, and probably not any severe weather either. Temperatures will be relatively seasonal for most of next week. Here's that forecast for today. Mostly sunny, high near 76 degrees, northwest wind around 5. Tonight, clear skies, comfortably cool, low at 53. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and very nice, with a high of 79. Southwest wind between 5 and 10. For Saturday, partly cloudy and quiet, high at 81. Sunday, partly sunny with a 30% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms, low 60 with a high of 81. Monday, partly sunny and more humid, a few showers and storms expected, low 61 with a high near 82. Tuesday, breaks of sun with a 40% chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms, low 61 with a high of 82. Wednesday, partly sunny, with still some scattered showers possible, low 62 with a high near 82 degrees. Enjoy that sunshine out there. Have a great morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Our current temperature is 59 degrees. A look at the stats. Yesterday it was 76. The morning low today has been 53. The record high for July 18th goes back to 1946 when it was 98. The record low 50 in 1984, so we came close this morning. Last year's high was 80, the low 52. Last year, that was the case, and the sunset going on tonight will be at around 8:38. Tomorrow morning's sunrise continues to get later, 5:38 for tomorrow morning. The air is calm, barometer 30.22. No precipitation today, and we're up 6 from the overnight low. It's 59 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at the local and area baseball schedule, details on the Badger football team as they continue to look toward the upcoming season, and an NBA, or I should say WNBA record, set last night by Caitlin Clark. Those stories and more in a moment.
Attention drivers and car enthusiasts. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel for unbeatable deals. Get select turtle waxes for just $6.99 and Napa ready-to-use antifreeze and coolant starting at $9.99 each. Plus 5-quart Napa full synthetic motor oil on select weights only $20.99 and mobile heavy-duty motor oil starting at $17.99. Don't miss out on these great offers. Stop by Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Hometown and Baseball resumes its night league schedule tonight. Plain will play at Sauk Prairie, Mesa Mania at Wisconsin Dells, Arena at Reedsburg, Monona McFarland will travel to Black Earth, Middleton at Cross Plains, Ridgeway at Wyota, Footville at Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb, Schulzburg-Benton at Evansville among the games, and locally Cazenovia will be home against Dodgeville tomorrow night during the Cazenovia celebration. The Reds game tomorrow evening. Caz will host Wanakee on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock as well during the Cazenovia celebration. The Simon Sharks swim team hosted their final home meet of the season Wednesday night. The Sharks swam to first place in the quadrangular with 344 points. Reedsburg finished second with 253. Prairie du Chien finished third with 237 to Dodgeville's 236. Braylon Olson led the Sharks in scoring by winning the short free, backstroke, and breaststroke. Adding two individual first-place finishes were Lauren Chambers in breaststroke and 100 individual medley, Elsa Norte in the free and butterfly as well, and Leah Chambers in the butterfly and distance freestyle. Swimmers with one individual first-place finish were Kaylin Burns in the butterfly, Rylan Muller in the butterfly, Braden Burns in the distance freestyle, Cameron Keane in the 100 IM, and Lucian Hamlin in the 200 IM. The Sharks have shown great improvement this season and are finishing the season on a strong note. Their head coach is Chad Hying. He talked about how fast the season flies during our time yesterday at the Simons Recreation Complex.
It does. It seems like it takes a while, but then once you get in the swing of it, it's done and it's over, and you're like, oh, where did that all go? Yep. So really excited. We're going to be heading to Mineral Point for that meet where they'll break up the younger age group in the morning session, and they'll have the older age groups in the evening session because of the length of their pool. Theirs is a 50-yard pool, so it's a lot longer than the little kids are used to swimming. So they break it up because they got to take lanes in and out.
The Sharks finish up their campaign Saturday, July 27th, at the conference meet at Mineral Point. Before that, they will swim in Prairie du Chien on Tuesday, and then they have a makeup meet in Dodgeville on Thursday as well. They capped the home season last night, and Coach Hying says they couldn't do it without the volunteers.
Very involved families, and we've had a lot of families who aged out, so we've had a lot of new families step up and play a part in big ways with the bullpen, with concessions, with lining them up, with making calls. So it's really been a blessing and a amazing thing to see just people just stepping up and like, how can we help? How can we help? So we're really fortunate to have such a great community of parents and swimmers who are just like, what can we do? It really makes the meets go much more smoothly when we have volunteers and parents to help out.
Head coach of the Simon Sharks, that was Chad Hying. Richland Center's softball teams won in youth tournament action last night. The Richland Center's 7th and 8th grade girls won 6-4 against Barneveld last night. They will continue in Highland tonight with the first pitch scheduled for 7:30. The Richland Center 3rd and 4th grade softball girls defeated Platteville 10-0. They will play Riverdale at 7:30 at Richland Center's North Park this evening. Elsewhere in sports, on the state scene, Bucks forward Chris Middleton is expected to be ready to go when the NBA season starts this fall. Middleton is recovering from arthroscopic surgeries on both ankles. Those operations are called cleanup surgeries following several previous procedures. The Milwaukee star played just 88 games in the last two seasons, despite another injury suffered during playoff game two of the series against the Pacers. The soon-to-be 33-year-old Middleton still averaged 24.7 points, just over 9 rebounds, and almost 5 assists per game. Indiana rookie Caitlin Clark broke the WNBA record for assists in a game last night, finishing with 19 in the Fever's 101-93 loss to the Dallas Wings. The previous record was 18 by Courtney Vandersloot for Chicago on August 31, 2020. Vandersloot also had 18 in a playoff game in 2021. Caitlin Clark entered the game as the WNBA's assist-per-game leader this season. She added 24 points on 10 for 19 shooting. Former Badger offensive lineman Casey Raybach is being moved to an assistant coaching position. Casey has been serving as UW's director of scouting. He played for Wisconsin from 1996 through 2000 while earning All-Big Ten and third-team All-American honors. He played 10 years in the NFL with the Ravens and Redskins. Raybach will assist new offensive line coach A.J. Blazek, who has opened eyes with his energetic approach to revamping the once dominant feature of the Wisconsin football program. The Badgers are preparing for the start of the season with one of their stalwarts back, Ches Malusi.
I had a couple of choices. You know, obviously going to the next level was my main goal, my main focus. But, you know, I had an opportunity, but I thought, especially people telling me some certain things that I needed to hear, I'd be selling myself a little short if I decided to leave after getting injured. And I had an opportunity to come back. I got hurt in the fourth game, so that allowed me to have a red shirt. And coming back allows me to have that healthy season in a big year that I think I know I deserve and people know I deserve.
Former Packer wide receiver Devontae Adams has said it with conviction. He is staying in Las Vegas. Despite all the rumors, Adams' agent has called it all baseless, unfounded speculation, according to a report on the Sports Illustrated website. However, Adams says one player could get him to leave, quarterback Aaron Rodgers of the Jets. Adams says he wants people to know that he's not the one driving the narrative, and he does not expect to leave the Raiders. The Brewers have made a roster move during the All-Star break. It won't immediately affect who's wearing the uniform when the team returns to action this weekend. The team's front office reports it has added AAA outfielder Brewer Hicklin to the 40-man roster and optioned him to AAA. Hicklin has a .955 on-base percentage and 19 home runs in 72 games at that level. In a matching move, third baseman Oliver Dunn has been transferred to the 60-day injured list. Dunn has hit .221 with one home run and seven RBIs in 41 games this season. I'm Phil Nee with an update on Thursday morning sports.
Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Join the Highland Lions Club for the Our Town Celebration in Highland Village Park, July 18th, 19th, and 20th. Enjoy food, fun, and festivities for all ages at 755 Main Street, Highland, Wisconsin. On Thursday, kick off with a concession stand at 5 p.m., a 7th and 8th grade softball tournament, and the Glow Run / Walk at 7:30. Friday features youth bingo, an ATV poker run, a pickleball tournament, and karaoke from 7 to 10 p.m. Saturday brings a car show, kids carnival, beanbag tournament, bingo, a chicken barbecue dinner, smoky gun showdown, and fireworks at dusk. Follow Highland Lions Club on Facebook for more details. See you at the Our Talent Celebration, July 18th to 20th.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
good friend who's got a good life. He's got two pretty children and a real nice wife. Yet he never seems quite satisfied. Well, I said I know what's on your mind, but you better think about it before you cross that line. The grass ain't always greener on the other side. Then what? What you gonna do when the new wears off and the old shines through? And it ain't really love and it ain't really lust. You ain't anybody anyone's gonna trust. Then what? Where you gonna turn when you can't turn back for the bridges you burned? And fate can't wait to kick you in the butt. Then what? Whoa, then what? Well, I ain't saying that looking's a crime. Well, I've done my share from time to time. That don't mean that you gotta take that leap. When you're standing on the brink, before you jump, you gotta step back and think. There's a price for every promise you don't keep. Whoa, then what? What you gonna do when the new wears off and the old shines through? And it ain't really love and it ain't really lust. You ain't anybody anybody's gonna trust. Then what? Where you gonna turn when you can't turn back for the bridges you've burned? And they can't wait to kick you in the butt. Then what? Whoa, then what? Do what you want, do what you wish. It's your life, but remember this. There's bound to be some consequences. Sneaking under other fences. Whoa, then what? What you gonna do when the new wears off and the old shines through? And it ain't really love and it ain't really lust. You ain't anybody anybody's gonna trust. Then what? Where you gonna turn when you can't turn back for the bridges you've burned? And fate can't wait to kick you in the butt. Then what? Whoa, then what? You're mine.
Clay Walker on WRCO FM 100.9. Stay tuned for trivia and some entertainment news. Here's Gabby Barrett.
It's been one of those days I don't want to do twice. No matter what I say, it doesn't come out right.
Down until me, no matter what.
sun coming up on this Gulf Coast town. We've had one hell of a time, but our time is running out. You're about to head back north, I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest. I swear, I think this thing we got could go somewhere. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Is this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text, hooking up, see you next summer. Them hometown boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line. Go ahead and tell them all that you met somebody at the beach and didn't want to say goodbye. Let's add one more on that population sign, yeah. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Is this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Kissing you right here. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Just say to margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text, hooking up, see you next summer.
Brian Kelly on WRCO FM 100.9, Country and Community. The Mirage's signature volcano has erupted for the last time. The iconic Las Vegas Tropical Island-themed hotel casino closed its doors with a ceremony Wednesday. The Mirage reshaped the casino industry and sparked a resort building boom when casino's Steve Wynn opened it in 1989. New operators Hard Rock International and Florida-based Seminole Gaming are planning a 3-year renovation to update the existing property. And the Bank of England is considering whether to cut interest rates while they ponder the effects of economic factors such as energy, inflation, and Taylor Swift. Britain's Office for National Statistics says the biggest upward contribution to the inflation rate came from restaurants and hotels. Some economists attribute it to Swift, who brought her Eras tour to the UK in June and is back in London. Economist Sonia Ray says, while it's difficult to entangle, it's certainly very possible that some Taylor Swift effects were at play here and could very well reverse out next month. The Power of the Swiftie.
See the lights.
WRCO rolling out the Taylor Swift Today Love Story, Taylor's version, on FM 100.9.
Get ready, Wisconsin Dells. Monster Trucks Nitro Tour will invade Dells Raceway Park with two big shows, 1:30 and 7:30 p.m. this
Saturday.
Monster Trucks and more, plus all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets includes a pit party pass to the best seat. Get tickets at monstertrucktour.com or get them late at the gate.
Subject to service charges and miscellaneous fees.
Riding a rail monster truck, 1:30 and 7:30 p.m. this Saturday. Dells Raceway Park will never be the same again.
Don't miss the Casanova Celebration this Friday through Sunday. Friday night, enjoy live music and the Casanova Reds. Saturday brings a pancake breakfast, craft fair, 5K run, 3-on-3 basketball, cornhole tourney, raft races, Casanova Legion baseball, music from Cougar Wagon, and a spectacular fireworks show at dusk. Sunday's Grand Parade kicks off at 11, followed by the Casanova German Band, the Kids Paddle Pole, and so much more. All at the Casanova Celebration this weekend.
The House on the Rock attraction between Dodgeville and Spring Green has a wide variety of jobs for a wide variety of people. They are hiring for retail sales, hospitality positions, maintenance and upkeep, and admission openings. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Find your perfect job today.
Mark your calendars for the Plane, Fire, and EMS Celebration happening July 26th through July 28th. Start your weekend right on Friday night with live music from High Mileage. All weekend long, enjoy live entertainment, tasty food, and drinks. There's something for everyone with a youth baseball tournament, volleyball, beanbags, and inflatables for the kids. Saturday is packed with fun. From 4 to 7 p.m., enjoy the music of Sean Shell, then rock out with Cherry Pie from 8 to 11 p.m. Don't miss Sunday's chicken barbecue at 11 a.m. and the big parade. Plus, kids will love the pedal pole and fire truck rides. It's a weekend of nonstop fun at the Plane, Fire, and EMS Celebration, July 26th through 28th. See you there.
8:35, today's trivia question is coming up in a few minutes. Here is Frankie Justin.
You're gonna hurt sometimes, leave you to be by the side of the road with the dirt and debris and her name in the dust on your face and you can't shake it off. Taste of the fruit leaves the bite or the burn, and you're taking your heart and your phone.
Trivia time today is a listen and win question. So listen up and see if you can identify the television theme that this belongs to. The television theme of the program. Name the program and you can win a great prize. Courtesy of our sponsor of our Thursday trivia question, TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. Your chance to win right now. So listen up here. That's the trivia hotline today. Name that program and win. Here's Luke Bryan.
That old familiar meant to kill your middle finger. Rearview mirror supposed to make a country boy sad. I should be in my recliner, whiskey typing up one-liners, crying, trying to get you back. Yeah, I know how that country song goes. I'm supposed to be hard, bro.
On WRCO Radio. Still no winner in trivia. It's a tough one. A lot of folks knowing that it does kind of go back to the 1970s wave of all kinds of cop and private detective shows.
Evil.
Ooh. 608-647-4155. Name that television program and win from TriStar Gifts and More.
Everybody's asking what the hell happened, wondering why it all went wrong. Mama always said if you can't say something nice, then don't say anything at all. I've got my side of the story and he's got his side too. So I ain't gonna go and tell you what he did, but I'll tell you what he didn't do. Treat me right, put me first.
Time to turn around. So I'ma take the high road, even though we both know I could run him out of this town. That's just dirty laundry. I don't need to wear the truth. So I ain't gonna tell you everything he did, but I'll tell you what he did.
Carly Pierce on WRCO Radio. Congrats to Mr. Umbehan. Way to go there, David. He got through the line with the right answer back. And it was actually post-chores when Cannon was on, right? About 8 o'clock or so at night. Remember that? Remove the violent ones to later at night.
Stars William Daniels, Lyndon Childs, Louise Troy, Alex Rocco. Tonight's episode, Hear No Evil.
A Quinn Martin production in living color. Yes. Cannon, Frank Cannon, William Conrad, kind of one of the most unlikely heroes of those cop shows in the 1970s. Maybe only, I would guess Barnaby Jones maybe was a little more unlikely too, because he was more of a elderly crime fighter as well. But the running gag with Cannon was that he would always bang up his cars. They were always getting kind of wrecked up, and that was kind of one of the running jokes there, that he wasn't a real good driver. But he could outsmart all of those bad guys back in the day. And Mr. Umbehan said that what gave it away is when we played that little snippet of the announcer. I don't know if that announcer did a lot of other work, but he had a real serious voice. Cannon, a Quinn Martin production. I can't get that low. A lot of those announcers in the 60s and 70s, they'd probably smoked about 4 packs a day for about 30 years, and they all had similar voices, very good voices. Anyway, 64 degrees here at WRCO Radio. Thanks for playing our trivia question of the day, sponsored by TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small. If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results. Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel is offering package deals all week long. Save up to $350 when you purchase any living room, bedroom, or dining room package. Plus, get a free $150 gift card towards any home decor of your choice. That's up to $500 in savings. Don't miss it this week only at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Free financing available. Sale ends on Sunday. Follow them on Facebook for additional deals.
Don't miss the Our Town Celebration at Highland Village Park, July 18th to 20th. Located at 755 Main Street, Highland, Wisconsin, this event is packed with excitement for everyone. Thursday features a concession stand, a 7th and 8th grade softball tournament, and a glow run slash walk starting at 7:30 p.m. Friday, enjoy a euchre tournament, youth bingo, an ATV poker run, and pickleball from 7 p.m. Saturday brings a car show, kids carnival, bingo, a chicken barbecue dinner, smoky gun showdown, and fireworks. For more info, follow Highland Lions Club on Facebook. Celebrate with us July 18th to 20th at Highland Village Park.
Attention drivers and car enthusiasts. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel for unbeatable deals. Get select turtle waxes for just $6.99 and Napa ready-to-use antifreeze and coolant starting at $9.99 each. Plus 5-quart Napa full synthetic motor oil on select weights only $20.99 and mobile heavy-duty motor oil starting at $17.99. Don't miss out on these great offers. Stop by Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelenic Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
6 minutes before 9 o'clock, we're headed towards 76 later today. Well on our way with a very pleasant morning. It's 64 degrees. Here is Bailey Zimmerman.
Well, I was only scared of the devil and her dad. So we parked somewhere we knew they'd never look. And I never seen nothing like her, playing with the flame of her mama's lighter. And I wasn't very long before I was hooked.
First Church parking lot are hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview does. Her eyes were blue, the words were red on that half pack of cigarettes. It's 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life wasn't heavy in the back of that Chevy, me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something about us, hell of a rush, falling in love, lighting up them holy smoke. She said, how pissed off would your mom be if we walked in there and you married me? Even if we never made it through them barbed doors. Everyone's a preacher's spot in that First Church parking lot.
Coming up, Happy Trails time on WRCO Radio, and our news time at 9. We'll have some community subjects, including we'll talk all about the prom coming up in a little bit. Here's Neil McCoy.
We brought our first dog, Prince, home in it. Someone in the Piggly Wiggly parking lot put a dent in it. I used it to learn to drive and catch all the pretty girls' eyes on Friday nights. We took advantage of the $10 a carload and squeezed 13 people in it at the drive-in picture show. For homecoming parades, it knew every road that wasn't paved, and it was U.S. made. I drive a used car, used for real life, seen a few miles like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue lights when I'm asked about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. We rode in it to bury Grandpa. I drove it off to college in the early fall. Might be on the second engine, I wouldn't trade it for a million. Me and that car seen it all. I drive a used car, used for real life, seen a few miles like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue lights when I'm asked about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive